Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, and welcome to the Monday show. I have to admit, I'm a little distracted today. I'm a big baseball fan, and so I've been watching, you know, most of you are going, what's so special about today in baseball? Well, it's the trade deadline, and I've been watching a couple of my team's favorite teams, the Dodgers and the Angels, to see if they did anything, and the Dodgers did, but we won't get into baseball talk. But see you in the World Series, right? Dodgers in the World Series. Okay, well, anybody want to talk about baseball? Anybody Yankee fans out there? It might be the Dodgers and the Yankees this year. Let's go back to old traditional baseball rivalries. That would be fun, right? Dodgers and the Yankees. Another note of significance today, which is really kind of a sad note. One of my favorite movies all time is called The Right Stuff, and it was about the beginning of the space program and the Mercury astronauts and the seven. And it also had a side story about a gentleman named Chuck Yeager, who was a pilot, test pilot for the, I believe, get this right, while he in the military. Let's just put it that way. And Sam Shepard played Chuck Yeager, but it wasn't allowed to be one of the astronauts seven because he wasn't a college degree, didn't have a college degree. Well, so much the story, but Sam Shepard played Chuck Yeager and Chance. So ever since that role, and I love that role he played in that movie, and come to find out, Sam Shepard was a great playwright. He was a writer, was an actor, a director, and he died of ALS, or he did his transition because of the disease ALS, and he was only 73. Very sad. And he was in a lot of good movies that I liked. So every time I would see a movie with Sam Shepard in it, because he was one of my favorite, I don't know, I just liked his energy, the way he put himself on the screen, even though he was playing roles, his personality kind of came through. So, sad day for the movie industry. One of my favorite actors in small. He didn't do a lot of movies, but he just had this charisma about him, Sam Shepard. And he was a writer, and he was in a few movies, and one of my favorites, which was called The Right Stuff. So get beyond that. So just kind of bringing you up to date of what's going on in my world. So what's going on in your world? What's going on? You want to talk to spirit? You want to talk to your ancestors? The theme of today's show is being your authentic self. Now, I'm going to let my spirit guides, I don't see any callers at this moment, so I'm going to let my spirit guides talk about that in a few minutes. But why did I get into this topic of being your authentic self? What motivated me? Well, I was thinking about my life. You know, you ever do a reflection back on your life and where you came from? And I don't know if like I'm anybody else, and I'm sure there are other people like that out there or like this, who were raised in an environment where you were expected to live a certain way. You were expected to live by a certain set of values. And they really were contrary to your core values, to who you really are. In my case, I was raised by my mother in a religion, a very conservative Christian faith, that I knew from a very early age. I mean, I can reflect back that I couldn't buy into it. Even at age 7 or 8 or 9 or whatever it was, I couldn't buy into the religion. I didn't want to be part of it. But I stayed in it. I wasn't being authentic to myself. I was people-pleasing. I was pleasing my mother. I was pleasing friends in the religion. I was doing all of these things. So I got lost in something that really was contrary to my soul, to the essence of who I am. Does anybody else have that problem? I mean, you're in the chat room or if you want to call in. And it took me forever. I mean, it took me really to my late 30s, early 40s to get out of that, out of my system. It actually took me to get married. Oh, I was probably in my early 30s, and to really start moving away from that belief system and into my own belief system, to my own set of values. And it's amazing when you're raised in a value system, religious or otherwise. You know, I know some people get raised in a, you know, like you're expected to be a doctor, you're expected to be an accountant, or you're expected to be an engineer, you're expected to follow in your path of your older siblings or your parents and live a certain way. You know, it happens to artists all the time. They're very artistic, they're very creative, and they're expected to live, according to the values of their parents and what their parents did. And that's not being authentic, isn't it? And that's the struggle, the internal struggle of being authentic. Now, when my mother passed and, you know, did her transition into the non-physical world, that was kind of what one way of cutting the cord. But that kind of stuck with me for a while. I see I have a caller. We'll take that in a minute. So that's what I want to talk about today. I have some articles on this basic subject of how to reconnect your authentic self instead of denying your feelings. That's kind of an interesting article. Then another article on how to stop living for someone else and start living for yourself. Ooh, that's me, right? That's me. And then third article, if we get to all these, fifth ways to connect with your authentic self. Connecting with who you really are, right? Connecting to who you really are. So we're going to talk about that, and I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you about connecting. And I'm sure that in my book that I'm working on, I worked a little bit today on it, did some editing, trying to catch up with the pages written and the editing I've done so that, you know, I'm not way behind. And I found myself getting like pages and pages behind in the editing process. You know, I know somebody else is going to have to edit it too at some point, but you know, the obvious stuff I'm trying to pick out and go, ooh, I didn't, you know, that didn't flow well. I missed a word here. I missed a word there. That's the wrong word. You ever do that when you write? Oh, because I'm channeling and I'm also a lot of times using voice recognition to put the words on the page. Okay. Or on the computer. Yeah, on the computer, not the page. So I'll take a caller. That's what we're going to talk about today is being authentic, being yourself. Living by who you are, living by your purpose, your mission, why you came here, and not living by somebody else's mission for you. Ooh, you ever had that? That was my issue. And that's so, you know, I would, if I was to be able to talk to young people today and sit down and say, okay, find your own mission, find your own purpose, be authentic to who you are. And whatever you need to do, whatever support group you can get, break away from what other people think you should be doing. Okay, so let me take a call. I'm going to channel my spirit guides on the subject. Actually, what I'm doing is kind of light channeling now anyway, anytime I talk to somebody. So we'll do that. Then we'll see if we have time. We'll get into an article. Hello.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. How are you? So,
I'm doing well, thank you.
Are you being authentic to yourself?
I believe I am. I try every day, so it's a good thing because I can't be phony. It just doesn't. I mean, if I'm not myself, it's not going to work.
I know, but yeah. I'm bringing out, you know, we get kind of pigeonholed by family, friends, relatives, employers.
Yeah.
You know, that people want you to be something that you're not. Oh, I would.
Right.
I don't mean to be overly corrective, but I would suggest instead of using the word try, which means you can fail, use the word I'm doing it every day. I'm living that every day.
I am authentic. Yes, I'm living that. I'm living my truth as much. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm really sensitive to the word try because that means you could fail at it, and that's not a good thing.
I get it.
Failing.
I get it. You want to put the positive out there for sure, right?
Okay. So what's going on?
I get it.
Why did you call
in? I have a question, George. Well, because, okay, so Recently I had a visitation, my first ever, so I'm super excited about that. This was back in June, and person that passed I didn't know well, and this person was married, and I don't know either of them well. And recently I called into a show trying to contact him because I wanted, like, to just talk to the spirit and find out more about the details regarding the death. And I had asked if there was any message that I needed to give to his wife, and it wasn't very clear whether I should actually connect with her or not, because I guess my concern is, will she believe me? She doesn't really know me, you know, and is she going to be receptive to me saying something like, oh, well,
That's a tough one.
Yeah,
it's a sensitivity thing about somebody. Are they sensitive to that? And it depends. And you say you don't know the very people very well, right?
No. I mean,
the funny thing about what's his first name?
It begins with a K. I don't feel comfortable saying.
He
begins with a K.
But he knows your energy. He knows your energy.
Clearly,
okay,
that's
so
why he came
your connection is through energy, vibration, whatever you want to call it. There's a vibrational connection, more so than a personal connection. If that makes sense to you.
Oh, it does, definitely. Yes.
Yeah, and oddly enough, there's a past life connection here.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually those who communicate with you, usually most of the time, unless you're dealing with somebody that wants to give a message for humanity, you know, chant Albert Einstein, it's because he wants to give a message, but I'm not. Mm-hmm.
I was just hoping for direction from him or any spirit, like, should I bother or should I just...
Let me ask you this. This is kind of what I come through, and you can chew this around because it's something that you might want to talk about. I keep getting the words a piece of paper, something he left, like a piece of paper, a note, a letter, something he left. Okay, behind.
According to her, he didn't leave anything unless she's not saying the truth to people. I don't know.
Yeah, I just get something about a piece of paper. It might even be a document. It may not be a letter, but there's a piece of paper he's talking about. It could be a will. It could be something, a contract.
Okay.
It could be just something that he left that she needs to take a look at. Okay? It could be a legal document. It feels more than just a handwritten note.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like a document that she needs to review. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
are you comfortable talking to her about that?
I am.
You kind of... Okay.
No, I mean,
yeah,
I am. I just don't want to be, like... I don't want her to perceive me as someone who's just trying to be important. I mean, and say, hey, your husband visited me, you know, in my dream. And I don't know how she's going to take it. Like, why is he visiting you? He hardly knew you, you know? Like, I don't know what's going to go into her head. And you have to be really
spiritual and open. You have to explain it from the fact that you're open to receive messages for people.
You've
opened up yourself to get messages that I may not have known your husband well, but we have some kind of vibrational connection or energy connection or whatever word you want to use there. And that's the only way that's the only reason he approached me. He wasn't approaching me because we were best friends and all that sort of thing. But he did want me to, you need to talk to him again about it. You need to ask him.
That's why I was hoping he'd show up or something. Like, what am I supposed
to
do?
Well, you need that. But you're supposed to, let's see if we get him to connect with you a little bit, because that's where the initial connection is, right?
Right. That would be lovely if he does, and just if he can guide me and tell me.
You just need, do you have a picture of him somewhere?
Online,
Is he, like, what age is he in the picture? Is he younger, older, sick, okay, healthy, kind of okay?
Basically the same age as he passed, current. It's more current.
Yeah, but is he healthy looking in that picture? Does he look sickly?
Yes. No, he's healthy.
Okay. So I would look at the picture, because then you get an image and you get to see him, because that's usually that's kind of opens that door a little bit, to see his image. And then ask him, really, show me that you're with me. Show me somehow that you're with me.
Hmm.
And And you can just ask the question, is that correct about a letter or a document or something that you want, what's her name to mm-hmm. to review? Just ask him that. Mm-hmm. And just see if you get a nudge, yes or no. What's the first? See, the thing is, you can't overanalyze this. You can't like, mm-hmm. I'm going to wait for this lightning bolt to hit right in front of me. You just have mm-hmm. to go with your first gut feeling. If it feels right, if you ask him and it's something, you get this sense of, yeah, that's correct or not correct, then you go with mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. You said you got him in a dream. He came to you in a dream, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And in this case, you need to get into a little bit of a meditative state, relaxed state, mm-hmm. comfortable state, look at the picture, and then ask him and see what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And don't judge it. And if it doesn't feel right, let it go. If it feels right, then you can pursue it. And you, if you're looking for, yeah, confirmation, some, you know, about what I said or somebody else said about she needs to review something, and if you get a confirmation on that, then you have, yeah, okay, I need to do that. What else does he want you to do? Mainly, he wants you to know that he's loved, that he is loved, and he is love. That's mm-hmm. really cool. He is love, and I don't know why he's saying this, but I didn't mean to break anyone's heart or hurt anyone or emotionally, like not mm-hmm. physically, but emotionally hurt anybody. That was never my intention to hurt somebody. My intention was to move on because of my own failings, I guess is the word for it, or falling short or so forth. So how did he die?
He committed suicide.
Okay, well, that answers that. Okay, that's why I felt kind of uncomfortable to say that. So he moved on. He didn't mean to hurt anybody. Wow, this hardly makes sense. He didn't mean to hurt anybody. His intention was because of his own failings, because mm-hmm. he felt he failed at some level. So, but now mm-hmm. he's love. That makes sense too. Is now he's love. Now he wants to express love. He wants to. Yeah, that's mainly it. But it's the message is really, I didn't mean to hurt anybody. That wasn't my intention. My intention mm-hmm. was purely about, I was being very selfish at the time. I was very mm-hmm. confused. I was very lost. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to move on. I needed to, you know, because of my failings or shortcomings or, yeah, I moved on. Okay, so you can express any of that, or you can validate that for yourself and see if that feels right to you. And you do that in quiet meditation, look at his picture and ask him that question. Why did you move on? Did you move on because of your own failings and shortcomings? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Try it.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
Oh, okay, I will. So easy for you, George. but I'll try.
Well, you'll do it. You'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
He'd rather speak to you than me anyway. Okay?
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You have a better vibration connection than I do.
Well,
just
you
remember
seem
that.
To do pretty well. You did good. All right.
Okay. Take care.
I'll call back and let you know. Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Well, we're back to the theme of the show is being authentic, being your real self, and I explained a little bit about my history and not being authentic, not being my real self. And for many years, it took me to get into my 30s to break the bonds of people pleasing. A tough one. It's a tough one. So I have some articles. I am going to channel what my spirit guides have to say about being authentic in a minute. I'll take a call, though. And then I will see what they have to say about being authentic to yourself, living for who you are and not other people. Ooh, that's a tough one, huh? We're raised in that environment sometimes that you gotta be a strong young person to say, no, I'm not gonna do that. No, you know, leaving her home at 18. I read about people who left home at 15 or 16 to go on their own journey. That's a tough way to go, isn't it? That's not easy. Hello.
Hi, it's Christina.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How is Christina?
I am doing well. I just tuned in now. And what were you guys talking about, being authentic?
Being your authentic self, living according to what you value and not living necessarily by the values of somebody else. Mother, father, siblings, bosses, whatever it is, right? Teachers.
Right.
Just saying, okay, I'm being authentic. This is me and this is who I am. And if you don't like it, go shove it. Right?
Yeah, I like that.
But how
that.
How many people, you know, in our lives, especially parents, we become parent pleasers. And that'll put people off in a really strange direction. I had a couple friends years – I know you have something to say, but I had some friends that clients of people – I was in sales, and the husband and wife were both client – well, she was a client, and he was an attorney, and a well-known attorney in Los Angeles area, and she wasn't. She was in the teachers union, and I was talking to him one day, and he said, you know, I never really wanted to be an attorney. I always wanted to be in art. So he wasn't living an authentic life. He goes, I always wanted to create something. I always wanted to be creative. I always feel like I'm not creating anything as an attorney. You know, he made a lot of money, but he wasn't living himself. That's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, that was a really tough one.
You know, and I've known other people like that, attorneys or others. So even doctors. I knew a doctor who, him and his wife were pediatric doctors, and he just said, you know what? I'm going to write software. I'm going to write programs. I don't want to do this.
Wow, that's a drastic change, huh?
Yeah, so, you know, he decided that after medical school and internship and all that stuff, he said, you know what? I'm going to write a program for doctors. I don't want to see patients. So what's going on with you?
Well,
maybe that
was his way into making the software, because if he wouldn't have been a doctor first, he wouldn't have known about maybe making that software compatible.
Right.
Because he was a doctor, he would know more or less what they need than an outsider coming in trying to do it.
Right, but he made that choice, that authentic choice of this is what I really rather do. Instead of saying, well, I can't do that, you know, I'm just going to stay with seeing kids and, sick kids. No, I'm going to write programs. So what's going on with you today?
Nothing. I was just listening, and I just love to hear your shows. So I was just listening and hearing and learning whatever I can learn whenever you're on.
Oh, thank you. So you're being authentic to who you are.
I am, more than I ever have. I think I've been a people pleaser, if I can talk, before, you know, like always trying to be a mom and taking my children here and doing this and doing that. I think I kind of still am a little bit. I'm trying to find me.
Find you. That's an interesting state, but you'll get there. Obviously, you will. Obviously, you're on that path. But being a mother, you wouldn't say that being a mother and a parent it was your number one role in life then?
Well, it has been. I don't know what else. I mean, a mother
well,
and
let me,
a
let
wife.
Me, well, let me answer. Because, you know, I don't believe that, and I really believe that our purpose will – the purpose we have at 20 is not necessarily the purpose we have at 60. We might use the same abilities and skills and talents. So as a parent and a mother and a, you know, part of a family, you have these gifts and talents that you use. But when at a certain point you have to say, okay, now I can shift those abilities, talents, and trainings and go somewhere else with it. And that's that's where you suddenly go, okay, at this point in my life, I need to be authentic to who I am and where I want to go with the rest of my life or the next 5 years or the next 10 years. It's making that choice to say, okay, now I'm going to do something else. They're grown. You know, they're grown. And that's not always – a lot of people get stuck at that point because they get fearful of doing –
I was just
going
to say that. I was just going to say I'm stuck. That's funny you say that.
So now it's the time just to reevaluate what that is, right? And don't rush into it. Just kind of sit back and go, okay. And I, the articles talk a little bit about this, but what I get for you is you just have to figure out what you love to do at this point in your life, other than raising children and being a wife and all that stuff. What do you love? What do you love to do? The old expression is, if money was no object, what would you do?
I love cooking and I love planting. I love those two things. I could do them all day and all night.
So, couldn't you grow things to cook?
I have, and I grow them, and then I necessarily don't use them in my cooking, but I grow a lot of, like, I'll forget I grew it. Like, I'll be growing oregano, and then I buy oregano, then I'll be growing onions, and I buy onions. I don't know, it's silly.
But you could sell, I mean, you could get into that. You could go that direction. Now, how can I use that? And that's really turning, that part of your life suddenly becomes the how part, is turning it over to spirit. Well, how can I use this gift to cook and grow plants? How can I use it to make not just money, but you know, do something with it for the rest of my life, for the next few years? How can I do that? And it's really turning that over to spirit and saying, source, God, okay, how do I do this? How do I use this? How do I use this passion I have for this to benefit others outside my family?
Mm-hmm.
If you're so inclined to do that. But it feels like you do. It feels like you want to spread joy.
I do. I like to do that too.
But you can do that with cooking or plants.
Yes.
Right?
Because that makes you feel emotionally good.
Okay, well, so now it's asking, you know, okay, Spirit, show me how to do that. Show me, give me the next step in using all this, because I'm really passionate about this, and I find that this is what I want to do in my life, is to be able to cook and grow things to cook, or grow things in general, right?
Right. All right, I will do that, and I'll see what Spirit...
See what happens. You never know. You know, there's
happens.
A lot of there's a lot. There's a lot of
things. On the next topic show, I'd like to know about dreams and days. So if you ever have any
dreams?
If you're ever in a topic, if you're ever in a topic and you're like, what should I do today? I think Christina would like to know about dreams.
Dreams.
Maybe the next,
like,
dream
interpretation, or what they mean and how they affect your life.
That and, like, why we stop dreaming. Like, I know we don't stop, but why we forget our
dreams. Why don't you recall dreams?
I try to. I haven't recalled.
No, I mean, not
anything.
You, but that's the question. Why don't I remember my dreams? What is wrong with me that I can't?
Yeah.
Because I thought dreams were important. Okay, so I'll take that as a suggestion.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thanks.
I'm going to let you go.
You're
Have
so,
a beautiful day.
Okay, thank you. You too, and thank you.
You're welcome. So my spirit guides, the Sarah group's going, okay, George, are you ever going to get to us today, or are we just going to... Okay, so I'll do that now. I'll let them talk to you about living your purpose or being authentic, and then we'll see how much time's left. I've explained to you who my spirit group is, and it's a group of teachers and masters that have one voice that come through, and it's a group. They don't like to give personal identities of who they lived, because it'll vary from, you know, group to group. It's a flowing group. It's not a set group of spirit. Let's take a moment, and then George didn't give us a lot of time to talk about this, but we'll use the time well. Well, maybe we can talk about this again another time. Maybe he'll follow up on this subject again. But let's look at being authentic is being just who you are. What's in your soul? Why did you come to the planet Earth at this lifetime? What is your reason to be here? And then he talks about, George talks about, well, being authentic means that you don't let other people influence you, but obviously you are influenced by other people. But there needs to be an awakening. There needs to be this passion within you, this built passion. And it needs to be conveyed to other people. Now, that's what our job is, to try to put this message out there as to many people as possible, is find who you are. Don't let other people influence you, overly influence you. They can help you. They can guide you. Find people who believe in you. Believe in you as a person to be who you are, who your soul is, your essence is, your purpose is. Surround yourself with people. Now, if you're 16, 17, 18, 20s, and early, you know, those developmental ages of identifying who you are, find mentors, find older people who are authentic, who are living their lives. Read books about them, identify with these people, find individuals, find teachers, find guides, find someone in your life who is being authentic and passionate about what they're doing, that they may have had the same struggle as you are, have in reaching that. Now, you could be older and the same thing. Read about people who have made that break. How did they do it? How did they go from people-pleasing to their own course? Now, you're going to have to figure out your way, and you can read a lot about it, and you can study, but at some point, you have to ask your higher self to give you a little kick in the rear, to make forward, to open up a door, to show you a way, to show you how to get there. If you're struggling with your personal identity and living your life authentically, at some point, you need a little push off the ledge. You're sitting on the ledge and you're going, well, that's my authentic self over there. I know I can be there. I know this is who I really am, but I'm stuck here. And that's why you can rely on yourself, your higher self, but also rely on your spirit guides, your ancestors, to kind of give you that little shove, to show you kind of the door opening, to lead you to something that will help you. Maybe it's another person. Maybe it's a career opportunity. Maybe it's something that's been put in front of you that you go, that's what I love to do. That's what I want to do. That resonates with me. So ask. If it's not working, if you're not living who you are, ask for help. Ask for that stepping stone to lead you to that place where you're being authentic. And trust will help you. Spirit will help you. Source will help you. Your ancestors will help you. They'll show you those steps. You just have to ask. You just have to have that willingness. You don't have to be 100% there either. You don't have to be leaping into space going, well, I'm just going to let it see what happens. You can be on that edge. You just need a little prompting. You need a little pushing. You need to see that bridge to get where you want to be. You need somebody to show you that bridge to get there, to walk across that ledge into your place, your world, away from pleasing other people. Read about it. Read about other people who have done it, who've taken that risk, who've taken that challenge, who have taken that step, who were, like George and other people, were living somebody else's dream for them, and what they did to cross and leave. You know, Jesus talked about that. Sometimes you're going to have to leave your parents to follow him. Sometimes you're going to have to leave your siblings to follow him. That's the same thing. We talked about this before. Sometimes you have to take that leap. But you can find comfort. You can find love. You can find guidance. You surround yourself with people who believe in the real you. Believe in the person you want to be. Seek out those people. Ask Spirit to bring you those people. And let your spirit guides, your ancestors, take you to that step. Because you're here to do a certain thing. Now, as we've talked to George about, now that'll vary a little bit from, stages in your life, what that is. But once you take that step, once you take that leap, you can grow from there. Your purpose may shift somewhat, but now you're being authentic. Now you're being real. Now you're being yourself. So take those steps. Ask for help. Decide that you want to do that. Let that fire burn within you to do that. No, it feels good. Now, if you can identify what that is, now, if you really have a clear picture of what that is, what that thing is that you need to do, what is it to be a writer? Is it to be this? Is it to be that? Then really hold on to the emotion of doing that. See yourself doing it. Visualize yourself doing it. Meditate on it. Meditate, visualize it, dream about it. Just eat it all up. Read about it. Go watch other people do it and go, I can do that. Whether it's a great chef, right? Whether it's a writer, maybe it's a mechanic, whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is. But if you're passionate about it, and that's your authentic self, and if people have been telling you you can't do that, but you just know you can, then immerse yourself into it. Somehow, some way, immerse yourself in that activity, that lifestyle, whatever it is, and then ask for those steps to get there. We will help you. Your ancestors will help you. But the more passionate about it, the more passionate about your authentic self and what your authentic self wants to be doing with your life, the more you immerse yourself in whatever that is, the easier the transition is to get there. Because you've built up this really amazing positive vibration and energy of doing that. And that'll just kind of take you. It'll sail you across that gap. It'll take you across with wings across that bridge to where you want to go. So that's what we wanted to say to you today. Ask. Ask for help. Build up a passion for it, whatever that is. You can identify it. If you can't identify it yet, then ask spirit, ask your higher self, help me to identify that. And then if it starts to build and it feels good and you're passionate about it, you know you've struck gold. You're going to do it. We want every one of you, every human being on this planet, to be living their mission, to live their passion, to be authentic to who they are. All 7 billion plus of you. Can you imagine what the amazing world it would be if everyone was living their passion in a positive, loving way and assisting others? It's our dream, our goal, our direction for every one of you to get there. It may not be this lifetime, but you'll get there. Eventually, you'll get there. You'll believe unbelievable harmony in your planet by all of you achieving that. So thank you for listening. Bye. How much time do we have left? A couple of minutes. So what'd you think? Are you authentic? Those in the chat room, are you authentic? I just get some good points about being authentic. I like that. I forget what I meet with my friends on the weekends and we go to breakfast and I say, well, I channeled for everybody on the radio show. And they go, what did you channel about? I go, to listen to it. I don't know. I forgot. You know, it's like, So this being authentic was important. But I like the point they made, and I'll remember this for a little while. If there's something that you really feels your authentic self to be, immerse yourself in that, whatever that is, whatever that is, okay? Okay, there was an article. Okay, sometimes it's not easy to get there. Being your authentic self. Sometimes your parents push you in a platform, a direction. But let me give you a couple examples of people who kind of had to work to get there. And once they found it, they found gold. But they stayed with it. They stayed following that to be authentic. Okay, so Bill Gates didn't seem like a shoo-in for success after dropping out of Harvard. I heard his mother was just so upset with him from dropping out of school. Like, oh, really? Why did you do that, right? And starting a failed first business with Paul Allen called Trafodata, which this later data didn't idea didn't work. Gates later work did, creating the global empire that is Microsoft. Now, he could have given up. He could have gone back to Harvard. He could have said, yeah, this is not me. You know what? But he decided to stick with his authentic self and what he wanted to do. I mean, he had a lot of pressure from family. Well, you're at Harvard. You know, you drop out of Harvard. Really, really, seriously. Why would you do that? But he had a vision for himself. He had something that was driving him. Do you have that? Okay, Walt Disney today. Disney Company racks in billions, blah, blah, blah. But Walt Disney himself had a bit of a rough start. He was fired by a newspaper editor because he lacked imagination and had no good ideas. Okay, after that, Disney started a number of businesses that didn't last too long and ended with bankruptcy and failure. Now, that's a good place to give up, right? Go back to, well, I'll just go do whatever, right? He kept plugging along. However, and eventually he found a recipe success that worked. Remember Steamboat Willie was in Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse kind of changed his life. So being an animator, he came up eventually. His authentic self, his true self, his higher self kicked in at some point, okay? Charles Darwin, in his early years, Darwin gave up having a medical career and was often chastised by his father for being lazy and too dreamy. Darwin himself wrote, "I was considered by all my masters and my father a very ordinary boy, rather below the common standard of intellect." Really? Wow. So if he would have listened to them, you know, well, I'll just stay with this thing. But perhaps they judged too soon, as Darwin today is well known for his scientific study. So somewhere inside of him was that drive to be himself, to be authentic, to follow that passion, that mission in life. Now, we've all heard of Thomas Edison and what he did, but let's move on to a more current example of somebody. Okay, Jerry Seinfeld. Just about everybody knows who Seinfeld is, but the first time the young comedian walked on stage at a comedy club, he looked out at the audience, froze, and was eventually jeered and booed off the stage. Seinfeld knew that he could do it, so he went back the next night, completed his set to laughter and applause, and the rest is history. So he knew who he was. The authentic self was the comedian, but he didn't give up. I guess the article here really is about really, truly be true to yourself, even though if you don't do it the first time around. You have to stick with who you are. You have to stay with who you are and not give up so easily, right? Don't we all kind of struggle with that? Kind of go, oh, I don't know, but don't give up. Don't listen to those people that tell you, okay? Don't listen to those people that tell you that you can't do it. Stay true to your own identity, who you are. I had another article, 15 ways to connect with your authentic self. And we can do this tomorrow. I don't have one. I'll just give you a couple of them. Forgive yourself. For the past, right? Love yourself. Ooh, isn't that a beautiful statement? Take all the love, attention, and affection and compliments that you share with your loved ones and turn it inwards. Say out loud, I love you. You are amazing, beautiful, unique, fun. So look in the mirror every day and say, I love you. You are absolutely amazing. Isn't that a cool idea? Just do that every day. I love you. And that's one way to start thinking in terms of being your authentic self, because you love who you are and where you're going. I love you. Simple statement. We can get more into this another time because I'm out of time. I love you guys. And thank you for listening. Thank you for all those who listen to the archive version. And have a beautiful week. Have some fun. Really, have some fun. Bye now.